Wildly different stories, same darn theme. Story 1. Had lunch with Mom on Friday. She said she'd gone to the annual Women's Club luncheon at the City Hall in Lathrop Village. And while there, she signed up to be an alternate driver for Meals on Wheels. She said, "I'd been meaning to do that for a long time." I love the picture of my 79-and-a-half-year-old mom delivering meals to 65-year-olds. Mom keeps gaining new perspectives and de-learning that she's supposed to be old, inactive, taking from others and pulling back. Story 2. I was running my favorite training loop in a cemetery in Lansing on Saturday. After a quick trip to Sunoco to grab a Powerade, I came back and, having run hundreds of loops over the last couple of years, thought, maybe I'll run in the opposite direction. As humans, we have these unconscious habits of efficiency, repeating things the same way over and over again. So the perspective shift was crazy. As I ran in the other direction, I felt I was in a completely different place. Perspective changed almost everything. Story 3. I did one of the most fascinating interviews ever on my radio show on Saturday. It was all about workplace democracy, a completely different way of looking at workplace organization, productivity, innovation, and even compensation. I spoke with Vineet Nayar, CEO of HCL Technologies. It's an Indian company with 60,000 employees, or transformers, as he likes to call them, in 26 countries. Vineet had written in his Harvard Business blog, and I quote, "Executives tend to gravitate toward their zones of comfort as they grow older, and then wonder why the magic has disappeared from work." Vineet says it's time to de-learn. Nayar, whose company grew 21% last year, says the only way to compete is to innovate, and the only way to innovate is to de-learn what you think you know. He argues that democracy at work is the only way to generate enough and fast enough innovation. This means de-learning how we work. Employees have to de-learn that they just follow directions and instead must see the business as active owners and creators and collaborators. And instead of managers pretending they know everything, he wants his managers to, and I quote him here, "suck up to employees, to support their efforts and to learn from their perspective, which, after all, is at eye level with the customer." Story 4. You'll begin this week like every other. Same trip to the coffee machine, same seat at the staff meeting, maybe the same agenda, same waiting for others. To innovate, you've got to de-learn. To de-learn, you need to find a new perspective. Take it literally. Run the loop backwards, sit in another chair, shake it up to lead with your best self.